If today you hear the voice of the Savior, when softly and tenderly it resounds anew, can you answer it any longer with a no? It could be the last time. It could be the last time. It could be the last time. Because Jesus is still calling, so let him in. It could be the last time. You must be joking sometimes, not realizing the danger, and you don't see the bottomless pit. One step and it's all over forever. It could be the last time. It could be the last time. Jesus is still calling. Let him in. It could be the last time. How agonizing and terrible it will be one day, away from everything that can make the soul happy. So take the better path today. It could be the last time. It could be the last time. Jesus is still calling. Let him in. In Jesus is peace. With Jesus is happiness. But woe to the man who rejects him. An hour will come when you will regret it. It could be too late for you. It might be too late for you. It might be too late for you. Jesus is still calling, so let him in. It could be the last time. Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, I greet you very warmly in the precious name of our beloved Savior, Jesus Christ. We have advanced in time, and the return of the Lord is really very near. And we thank the Lord for all that he has already done, and thank him that we have a part in what he is presently doing. It is happening with Israel, with the nations, in the natural realm, in the spiritual realm. Everything is happening as predicted for the end times. And so today, We are going to look at some very important scriptures. Beloved, we have all realized what really happened through the fall, that the whole of creation, the whole of humanity has come under the dominion of Satan. And we are waiting for the Lord to make all enemies His footstool. He has defeated them, but we are waiting for them to be made His footstool. And so, may God have mercy on us as we look at some scriptures that will lead us to the point where the Lord will begin His reign and we will reign with Him. But first of all, it is about God completing with us as the church and with Israel what has been promised and is to happen. And we thank the Lord for the signs of the end times. We thank the Lord that He has given us the grace to recognize that the last message really was brought to the church by a divine commission before the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we have indeed carried this message into all the world over the past 60 years. And now we are waiting for the Lord to finish His work. Please open yourselves to the Word. Please listen. Please believe. And may it really be the case that the Lord can speak to everyone personally. Now Brother Borg will read to us. Here you go. We read from Romans 1, verse 1 and 2. Romans 1, verses 1 and 2. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to preach the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. To this we again say, Amen. Called directly by God to proclaim what God had proclaimed in advance through the prophets, what would happen and did happen. And that means everything. From the birth of the Savior to the consummation of the bride church up to the rapture. And so we are just very grateful that there was a divine calling, whether it was the prophets or the apostles. Divine callings have gone forth, to proclaim the divine plan of salvation. And beloved brothers and sisters, I say this now in all humility. What good would it do me if I could say, Paul was called by the Lord? If I could say, Brother Branham was called by the Lord? Would I have the right to proclaim what God had proclaimed in advance through the holy prophets if I did not have a divine calling to do so? The divine calling is the requirement for proclaiming the divine plan of salvation. And that is why I may humbly refer to the calling of the 2nd of April 1962. I do not speak on behalf of a church, but by the commission of God, and proclaim the precious and holy word of God, as it was foretold by the prophets and left to us by the apostles. Let us read on. We read from 1 Peter 1, verse 10. 1 Peter 1, verse 10. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. Thanks be to the Lord. The prophets who foretold what would happen in the time of grace have inquired, when will it be fulfilled what God speaks through us? And then we see in the New Testament how it began directly with the first promise that a prophet would come, as written in Malachi 3, verse 1, Behold, I send my messenger before me. This was the first promise that had to be fulfilled, and then all the others. The prophets inquired, when will what God has revealed to us come to pass? And then came the time when everything happened one by one. Here you go. We read from 1 Peter 1, verse 11. 1 Peter 1, verse 11. Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Yes, it was already the Holy Spirit who was in the prophets, who pointed to what was to happen to Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. And they searched, and the Lord God gave grace so that it happened and was placed biblically. Oh, how grateful we can be for the Old and New Testament and for the grace that God has given us, that we can place everything from A to Z biblically. The same Spirit that was in Christ was already in the prophets and revealed to them all that would happen. The suffering and death he would go through in order to give us redemption, to give us what we need, namely the full redemption after spirit, soul, and body, and eternal life. For no one can live forever unless he has received eternal life. And so it is written in 1 John 5, whoever has received Jesus Christ has eternal life. And so may everyone receive and accept not only the message, but Jesus Christ personally. And may it be He who now speaks to everyone personally through His Word. Here you go. We read from 1 Corinthians 2, verse 13. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 13. Which things also we speak, not in the words of which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, combining spirit-worked content with spirit-worked language. Praise and thanks be to the Lord. Spiritual content combined with spiritual proclamation. Every sermon must have the Word of God as its content, and therefore the emphasis that we proclaim what God had proclaimed in His Word in advance through the prophets. And now we combine the Old and New Testament, that which was foretold by the Spirit, and that which was then revealed by the Spirit when it happened. So the pure biblical proclamation of God's plan of salvation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Here you go. We read from Isaiah 9, verse 5. Isaiah 9, verse 5. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Thanks be to the Lord. The prophecy about and of the birth of the Savior. And then we are told what will be manifested with Him, in Him, and through Him. What a grace that we know from His birth who our Lord and Savior is. None other than God Himself manifested in the flesh. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. And here we have the beginning, that we too may be firstborn sons and daughters, and have received the adoption as sons and daughters of God through the Son of God. What a grace! What a privilege! Let us read on. We read from Isaiah 9, verse 6. Isaiah 9, verse 6. Of the increase of His government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon His kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. Thanks be to the Lord. Have you all heard? When the birth was promised, the millennial reign was already promised. He will reign as king, and His kingdom will include everything, and He will reign as king forever and ever. Right at the birth, the consummation is announced that He, the Savior, will reign as King. Oh, blessed and praised be the Lord. Even the words from now on, yes, the moment is coming and has drawn near. First, we will be raptured, and then comes what happens afterwards, namely the ministry of the two witnesses in the first part of the first 3.5 years, then the great tribulation in the other 3.5 years, and then God will also complete everything with Israel, as described especially in the prophet Zechariah, in the last 3 chapters. Everything will happen just as God foretold in His Word. Here you go. We read from Luke 1, verses 31 and 33. Luke 1, 31 and 33. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Blessed and praised be our Lord. Once again, at the announcement of His birth and of His kingdom, there shall be no end. What a privilege, brothers and sisters, that we recognize what has happened in these 2,000 years, that God has called out of all peoples and tongues and formed the New Testament Church. In all these years, the proclamation of the divine message of salvation has been addressed to those who would receive and accept it. Everyone heard it, but only those to whom God was gracious accepted it, received it, and were transformed from children of men into children of God. And so we thank the Lord that we can always see and recognize everything God has done from the beginning to the end. Here you go. We read from Zechariah 9, verse 9. Zechariah 9, verse 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. This word is also known to all. Scripture has been fulfilled. Our Lord fulfilled what was written about him. He sat on the colt of the donkey. And then it was fulfilled. Behold, thy king, O Israel, cometh unto thee. But here is a mystery. After all, the Lord God had only mentioned Israel at first. And that is why the promises were given in a focused way. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. But our Lord will be king over the whole earth, king over all nations, beginning with Jerusalem. The scriptures are fulfilled in every way. God began with Israel. He will finish with Israel. And in between lies the time of the New Testament Church, to which we belong. Praise be to the name of the Lord. Here you go. We read from Matthew 21, verses 4 and 5. Matthew 21, verses 4 and 5. All this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon an ass, and a colt, the foal of an ass. We have already emphasized this. First addressed to Israel, Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. But the Lord will be king over all the earth. It was really on my heart to emphasize that in the end, the whole fall of man will be over forever, and that our Lord, will be king over all the earth. And we will rule and reign with him, because that is what we are destined to do. Let's read the scriptures that go with this. Here you go. We read from Luke 23, verse 3. And Pilate asked him, saying, Art thou the king of the Jews? And he answered him and said, Thou sayest it. This word too always refers to the people of Israel. Art thou the king of the Jews? Yes, I am. Back then, it was only about Israel. Today, it is about the church from all peoples, tongues, and nations. And if the question were asked today, Art thou the king who will reign over the whole earth, who will rule over all nations? Then he would say, Yes, I am. And the next scriptures will testify to it. Here you go. We read from Revelation 10, verses 5 to 7. Revelation 10, verses 5 to 7. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his right hand to heaven and swore by him that liveth for ever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there will be no more delay. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he has declared to his servants, the prophets. Thanks be to the Lord. This scripture is so important with regard to the millennial reign of our Lord. And whoever reads chapter 10 from the beginning, the Lord comes as the angel of the covenant. And that happens after the rapture. That happens after the 7 years. That happens directly before the establishing of the millennial reign. And it is very important to make a distinction here. Brother Branham was the seventh church angel, not the seventh trumpet angel. And we are really not talking about the seventh church angel here, but the seventh trumpet angel. Because six angels had already sounded the trumpet. And what happened in the trumpet judgments is written in the two chapters. And then comes the announcement at the opening of the seventh seal. And that was because the silence was in heaven. Brothers and sisters, the announcement that our Lord would reign as King over the whole earth was the most powerful that there could be. And that is what this revelation is all about. Here it is written, when the seventh angel shall sound the trumpet, then the mystery that God has revealed to his prophets will come to its conclusion. And we all know, after all we have spoken of the reign of the King, of the first promise in Isaiah 9, he will be King, reign as King. Are you the King of the Jews? Yes, I am. Always King, King, King. And then, after the six trumpets have done what they were commanded, you all know that at the sixth trumpet angel, the sun turns into darkness, and the moon turns into blood, and the stars fall from heaven. It was already in the time after the rapture, namely in the time when all these things will happen that were supposed to happen at that time. And then comes the announcement. When the seventh angel trumpets, then the mystery of God is finished. And brothers and sisters, after Revelation 10 comes Revelation 11. And there we are told about the ministry of the two witnesses. We are told about the building of the temple. The temple is measured. It says that 42 months will pass over the city of Jerusalem, namely in the first 3.5 years, when the temple is built and the two witnesses fulfill their commission, and the 144,000 are sealed. No evil will happen on earth. Then the two prophets are in charge. Only what they say will happen during that time. But then, when all this has happened, when the sealing has taken place and the 144,000 are standing where they should be standing, and then the announcement that when the seventh angel shall sound the trumpet, how grateful I am to God. In chapter 10, the announcement, when the seventh angel blows the trumpet, the mystery of God is finished, as he has already declared to his prophets in the Old Testament. Then it becomes reality. Let's read what happens at the moment it becomes reality. Here you go. We read from Revelation 11, verse 15. Revelation 11, verse 15. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign for ever and ever.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! We can proclaim this from the bottom of our hearts. On the one hand, the announcement, then the fulfillment. Oh, how grateful we can be. Brother Branham, as the seventh church angel who had to bring the last divine message before the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord, has fulfilled his divine commission. And brothers and sisters, I have been a witness to the ministry that God gave Brother Branham for 10 years. A man sent by God, the prophet Elijah, who was to restore all things. And it was he whom God used to restore all things in the church back to its original state. All Bible doctrines, all Bible experiences, the whole plan of salvation, Brother Branham proclaimed, and we are very grateful to God. So he was the seventh, the last messenger with the last message. And just as all prophets, God revealed what would happen, Brother Branham was also a promised prophet. Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. Brothers and sisters, we are dealing with a prophetic time period, and we have already read what will happen at the end of this time period for us as the bride church of the Lord applies. We will experience our completion through a mighty work of the Spirit. The faithful God will do his work in us, in each of us personally, giving us the experiences of salvation. And all we can say today is, faithful God, we who believe in the full gospel, grant us every blessing by grace, for we believe, as the scriptures say, we believe in conversion, we believe in repentance, that we repent and are sorry how we lived our lives and ask God for forgiveness. We believe in the forgiveness of our sins through the shed blood of the Lamb. We believe in being born again through the Spirit and the Word of God. We believe in being filled with the Holy Spirit, as happened at Pentecost. We believe in the sealing with the Holy Spirit, as witnessed in Ephesians 1, verse 13, and Ephesians 4, verse 30. And we believe that the Lord is speaking to us now, really now, not tomorrow or the day after tomorrow, but now, today. And that he has already begun, has been testified to by many brothers worldwide. The Lord has begun to do his work in the elect. All are coming back to the unity of faith. All are coming back to the pure biblical doctrine. And so the Lord is finishing His work with us. We have the promise of our Savior. Behold, I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again to receive you unto myself. And then these marvelous scriptures that speak of the rapture, be it 1 Thessalonians 4, be it 1 Corinthians 15, the various scriptures that speak of the return of Jesus Christ, of the resurrection of those who have fallen asleep in Christ, of our bodily transformation, and of the rapture. And we believe with all our heart that God has sent Brother Branham to proclaim the whole counsel of God to the church and to leave nothing out. And we must not leave out any salvation experience. We must have all salvation experiences. They must become a divine reality in our lives. Because thus it is written, all who were ready went in with him to the marriage supper. This is our calling out, our separation, our preparation, that in everything we agree with God and God's Word. And now, in summary, let us be thankful. Be thankful that we have rightly understood the plan of salvation of our God, and that Brother Branham could say, like Paul, I have preached to you the whole counsel of God. And so, may I also say, the whole plan of salvation has been proclaimed as it has been left to us in the Bible. And we are so grateful to God that we are true Bible believers. And as we have read from all the scriptures, that which was also mentioned in the first promise of the birth of the Savior, namely, that our Lord will reign as King throughout eternity. After 2,000 years, the Lord will fulfill this promise, and we will reign together with Him. After the 7 years of the wedding feast, we will come down with Him and share the kingdom with Him. Blessed be His name. Let's read some more scriptures. We read from Revelation 11, verses 16 and 17. Revelation 11, verses 16 and 17. And the 24 elders, which sat before God on their seats, fell upon their faces and worshipped God, saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. Hallelujah. At that moment, something powerful happens. The 24 elders throw themselves on their faces. Now the fulfillment of the divine plan of salvation has come, and the four living creatures and all joined in. Now the dominion has come to our God. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, how grateful we can be. We will experience all this when it happens, and we too will prostrate ourselves before the Lord and thank Him for what He has done for us and for the high divine calling that has been given to us. Brothers and sisters, we are God's children. We are a people of kings and priests. We are destined to experience everything that God has promised and will do for the church as a whole. Think about it. At the moment when what the seventh trumpet angel announced happens, when the reign begins, the 24 elders throw themselves on their faces and thank God. Read again the words with which they thank God, and we will do so with the same words. Here you go. We give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. Hallelujah. Oh, what a moment. What a moment it will be. Even the rapture will be glorious. Everything will be glorious. But when the consummation comes, brothers and sisters, then heaven and earth will be united. Then God will be in charge. Nothing will be heard of the devil anymore. He will be bound and thrown down into the fire. So it is written. Do we have another scripture? Yes, from Revelation 12, verse 10. Revelation 12, verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ.
Hallelujah.
For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Yes. And the accuser will not only be thrown down from heaven, but he will be bound, and for 1,000 years he will be down. Oh, let us say it again. Beloved brothers and sisters, God has given us the grace to respect the ministry of Brother Branham and to recognize what is at stake now. And I ask all brothers, all brethren, to preach only and to teach only as it is written here. And the Lord God will finish His work with a bright church in our time. And as we have said before, by a divine calling, the last message, as the message of salvation, has been proclaimed to all nations. And so Matthew 24, 14 has been fulfilled. This message of salvation will be preached to all nations for a witness. Today, this scripture has been fulfilled before our eyes. All nations, all languages have heard God's message of salvation for the first time in all of history. The scriptures have been fulfilled. We see it, and we thank the Lord that the scriptures have also found fulfillment in us. And we may have part in all that God has already done, has done in our time, and will do in the future. Be blessed, despite of all trials, and whatever may come and go in our lives. We hold on to it, for yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Read all Hebrews 10, verse 35 to the end. May the Lord God bless you in all peoples and tongues. May the Lord God bless all the ministering brethren in a special way. May God bless all translators in a special way. May God bless all those who are involved in the transmissions. God bless all those who now have part in what God is presently doing. And this is the last message, the last work of God on earth, through the Holy Spirit and through the Word of God, in the blood-bought multitude. To our God be glory and praise throughout all eternity. Hallelujah. Prostrate yourselves and give thanks to the Lord for what He has revealed and given us, and that we can have a full share in what God is presently doing. That is grace. Praise and glory be to our Lord. Thanks be to Him for His word, for His blood, for His promises. To Him be the honor, in Jesus' holy name. Be blessed with the blessing of Almighty God, in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Of grace and justice I will sing and give thanks to the Lord. Bring Him honor and worship for all that He does for me. Praise and honor and glory and worship be to You from my heart, Lord Jesus, for all Thy grace, for all Thy faithfulness, which You always prove anew. I praise Him, because He allowed Himself to be found, since He saw my misery, and that despite all my sins, He has shown me mercy. Praise, honor and glory and worship be to You, Lord Jesus, for all Your grace, for all Your faithfulness, which You always prove anew. I praise the Lord for the Bible, the scriptures from the heavenly heights. It teaches me to shun evil and to walk in godly ways. Praise and honor and glory and worship be to you, Lord Jesus, for all thy grace, for all thy faithfulness, which you always prove anew. When sometimes the storms rage and a tempter approaches me, then I look upwards in faith and God gives me help and advice. Praise, honor and glory and worship be to you, Lord Jesus, for all thy grace, for all thy faithfulness, which you always prove anew.